wake me up so early to start the podcast. I don't even have any of my coffee with me. All I have is like, I don't even have any breakfast, any cereal. All I have is this can of V8. So I'm just drinking some good old healthy V8.
Is V8 like a drink? I just don't get that reference.
It's a vegetable like drink type thing that in the United States there is a commercial where someone drinks something bad and then you just straight up assault them and hit them on the forehead and say you should have had a V8.
No.
Steven, is that a thing in Canada too?
Oh yeah, I definitely remember when I was a kid, we would all go around smacking each other and then be like, we're just doing the V8 commercial to her. It was just an excuse for children to smack each other.
Yeah, so it's just not in the Ukraine, okay.
So I'm going to slap all of you and say you should have a V8, a GBA temp V8, version 8, baby. We did it. We started the podcast.
Yeah, we definitely put way more effort than all the admins who've been working on this update for, 6 months?
I think it took longer to start this episode than to fucking construct the new website.
It did take we've been recording for about an hour.
Jesus, there's more bugs and issues with it.
Yeah, but no, seriously, congratulations to everybody who worked very hard on this. Not me, even though I am a staff member, even though my help was not needed because I am not qualified at all to do anything. I don't even know how to write hello world in HTML. So really my help was not needed. But yeah, a lot of staff members put a lot of effort into this upgrade for the GBA temp form system, because now we've got so much cool stuff on our website. You can't even imagine. We have groups, which is like you can create your own subform. How cool is that? Can you name one website where you can create your own little small sub community? No.
Zelda Universe.
Reddit.
Never heard of that. But yeah, this is so cool. So right now we have what? We have the Tempcast official group. By the way, thank you everybody who joined that group. Sincerely from the deep of my heart.
Oh, I should probably join that. Hold on.
Unfortunately, every time somebody joins this, I get an email and a push notification on all my devices.
Every time someone joins this?
Yes.
So if I were to leave the group right now?
Yes. Somebody has done
join
that.
Join group?
Somebody has done that. Somebody has left and joined. Oh. Yeah. And so thank you. No, sincerely, honestly, thank you everybody who's joining this, because it's a good reminder to have that there are people, actual people other than me and the other co-hosts listening to this podcast occasionally. That just warms my heart a little bit.
Steven's friends listen all the time.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah, but people other than Steven's friends, because they're not on GBA temp, I think. Are they?
I don't know who Steven's friends are, but during temp mode, he admitted that I'm not one of them. So that's kind of rude.
I don't remember that, and you can't prove it.
First of all, what stays on temp mode stays on temp mode. Real shout out to all of the people who made version 8 possible. Of course, that does include me. I did give the legal go-ahead to Costello to say, yeah, what you're doing is legally permissible under the constitution of the various countries of the world. So he's like, all right, bet, let's do it. And then they did it. And then I delegated everything. I said, hey, Isaac, do all of the background stuff. And Sean, you just go ahead and make the posts. And Costello, you just go and take the credit. Whereas I'll just sit back and act like I wasn't sort of in charge of this entire thing.
What about site developer TJ Cool? What did you have him do?
I had him do the same thing as Isaac.
Don't listen to Eric. Everyone knows that all they had to do to upgrade the form was copy and paste all the code out of the Zenfora 1 box, or copy it out of that box, and then paste it into the Zenfora 2 box, and that's it.
Yes.
That's how they upgraded the site.
Easy peasy.
I feel like a big upgrade to the site that happened is the ability to upgrade your account now through the site in general and not having to go through Patreon. So if you want to get no ads, upgrade your account that way, because I don't know if the Patreon's still open. But if it is, it won't be for much longer.
What? Why yeah. would it not be for much longer open?
I don't know.
Because we're going to make all of our money from Raid Shadow Legends, of course.
But sure. Sean said in his Welcome to V8 post that they're closing the Patreon.
Okay, because I thought so, but then Alan John questioned it, and I felt like an asshole.
Obviously, Alan John didn't read the post. Look at him. Look at him. He's got no answer.
Who are you, me? Just reading the title of something and then not reading the content and then reporting on it?
Wow.
Right here, supporting GBA Temp. Thanks to our supporters on Patreon, we have been able to do great things. However, we have taken the decision to close our Patreon page.
What?
Instead, be offering account upgrades similar to Patreon right here on GBA Temp. You can also donate directly via PayPal.
Boom.
I don't like that.
Wow, look who didn't prepare for the podcast this week.
So, guys, I thought of a really great way to advertise GBATemp.net. Pokemon, that's how you do it, baby. Pokemon Home, you could do a Wonder Box thing. So, like, you like put Pokemon in your Pokemon Home and you can trade it off to strangers around the world. Just name every single Pokemon GBATemp.net. Send them off to random strangers. People are like, oh, hey, sweet. I just traded my Mewtwo for a Weedle that's named GBATemp.net.
Oh. I traded my Mewtwo for an advertisement.
I wonder what this GBATemp.net thing is. It's like some dude named Eric Xander has just sent me a GBATemp.net Weedle. And why does he have so many GBATemp.net Weedles? It's because I'm on Pokemon Go. Catch, 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 catch. Name, 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 name. Trade, trade, trade.
The thing is, who would ever want to trade for a Weedle?
So that's the thing with Wonder Trade, Alan John, is you put a Pokemon up and trade it, and you don't know what you're getting back. It's entirely random.
I'm allowed to put 10 random Pokemon in, and I trade with 10 random people and get 10 random Pokemon back. So if I just name all 10 of them GBATemp.net and they're all Weedles, I'm going to get a bunch of cool shit. They're going to get a bunch of Weedles.
Well, and if it doesn't let you name them all GBATemp.net, there is a bunch of weird mirror sites that would also, you could also use those names.
Yeah.
Eric, what if you traded a Weedle named GBATemp and got back a Pidgey named Gamer Pros?
Do you have to bleep that?
I hope so. You could just cut that too. I don't know. I don't go visit trash.
I'm going to that's hilarious. I'm going to name them all GBATemp.net V8 exclamation mark. So everybody knows that. Yeah, we got version 8.
Yeah. What version is Gamer Pros on? Huh? Or Reddit? You know, when Reddit gets an update, everybody complains. But when GBATemp gets an update, oh, everybody's saying, oh, man, GBATemp looks so clean now. GBATemp's so fast, so snappy. So many new features.
I'm looking through Sean's post, and I feel like we do need to address that currently the Game Center is missing. But don't worry, it's coming back, and it's going to be better.
Nice.
Nice.
Do you think eventually Gamer Pros is going to upgrade to add an M at the end of the .co?
Wait, is it? Do they not have a .com?
No, they have a .co.
You can literally buy a .com domain for like $10.
They couldn't afford it.
I have a .com domain. Literally do. It was so cheap, I thought it was illegal.
Hey, how come there's no GBATemp.com? I just went to it and the domain's for sale.
Aren't you like a lawyer? Don't you know that .com is for commercial purposes?
Oof.
Buy Raid Shadow Legends and now it's a commercial.
Hey, no. Eric, are you going to become a massive trophy hunter on the site now that we have trophies?
You know what? Quite frankly, yes.
What are the trophies? Talk about the trophies. I've heard of them, but I don't know what they do.
You see, in addition to our user XP system, we are soon going to be introducing GBA Temp trophies. You will be able to unlock trophies by performing specific actions or by reaching certain milestones on your GBA Temp account. You'll be rewarded a trophy that can proudly display on your member profile page. There's also a leaderboard for trophies, so you can pair your trophies with others. So In Before Krista has all of the trophies, while none of us get any.
Like, one of the trophies is get your post to the front page. I'm going to be hitting that every week, and Chris is going to be hitting that like every day.
Chris is going to get like 13 of those a day.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I just wonder traded my first GBA temp .net.
Why would you do this?
You know what? For fun.
Well, he's helping the website.
Helping the website. I mean, we're going to have a bunch of disgruntled people, probably from different regions of the world, all upset.
Yeah, I traded you my shiny Uxie and just got a Weedle. So this Eric guy, can you give it back?
Can you literally just put any random Pokemon in?
Yep.
Yes.
Why would people put their shinies into that? It's absurd.
I don't know.
They're going to be probably sending out Weedles as well. You're not the only one with that kind of idea, Eric. Xander.
I sent out a bunch of shiny Magikarps because I caught too many in Pokemon Go. So I transferred a bunch to Pokemon Home and just started trading them out.
I've actually been getting some really interesting stuff too. So it's pretty fun.
Is one of them a Deoxys?
I didn't. Anyway. direct reactions. What do you guys think?
What about a segue.
Moving
on.
That segue sucked. I could come up with a better segue. I could be like, hey, let's right be now. More direct. You know, that's even better.
Hey, guys. Let's be more direct. How do you guys feel about the Nintendo Direct?
Let's go directly to the next topic.
Hey,
Steven, that was perfect. Nice job. Anyways.
Just don't fucking clap for that shit. That sucked.
We're not going to be like discussing the direct and details because going over every single like game is going to be just way too much. Let's just talk about the highlights for you guys personally. Like for me, it was the Kirby Breath of the Wild announcement. That was pretty cool. Or is it Kirby's Odyssey? I don't remember the name, but it's really, really cool. And I don't think we've ever had like a 3D third person Kirby game.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Yeah, I guess like Kirby Air Ride is the closest thing to a 3D Kirby game, right?
Yeah, Kirby Air Ride was the bomb though.
I was excited about the Triangle Strategy announcement. That's coming out March 4th, which is a lot sooner than I thought it would be. And it looked like they did some cool little upgrades to that.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever play the demo for that, Steven?
I did. It was okay. I think okay. I wrote a review of it. Or not a review, but like a little editorial.
Oh, nice. I should go read that.
What I'm excited about is probably Metroid Dread. I really like Metroidvania games. Oh, I'm also excited about Castlevania, I suppose, too. going back to the basics, baby. I just really like that type of gameplay. So that's what I'm excited about. And of course, the thing that we're all going to talk about later, probably.
Yeah, I am excited that I got told I need to tune into another video to find out who the final Smash DLC is, because that's all I really cared about in this direct.
Yeah, it's another video in like 2 weeks.
Yep.
Sucks.
Oh, wait, October 5th is in 2 weeks? Oh, dude. Oh, yeah. No, that's Halloween season. I'm going to be honest.
I was watching the direct and they dropped that. I'm like, okay, cool. I'll catch the rest of the highlights later. Goodbye. All I cared about is the final Smash DLC. Yeah.
The thing about that, an interesting thing that I've noticed is that it's October 5th, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do you know what game is coming out October 5th?
Go on.
Metroid Dread?
No. Metroid Dread is October 18th.
Oh, sorry.
Nickelodeon All-Stars Brawl is dropping October 5th.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Okay, this is epic.
Yeah. This is going to be interesting.
Tommy Pickles is going to join Smash.
Didn't they announce Danny Phantom or something?
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably.
I think they did, yeah.
They got like three Avatar characters in it, which is cool. They got Korra, they got Aang, they got Toph, they got Anka from Animal Crossing.
Toph?
Yeah.
Toph.
I don't care. It's episode 57. Like, I don't...
It's 58.
Yeah, it's episode 57. Like,
you're listening to the Tempcast, episode 57.
The one where we don't even give a shit. that was a weird ad break. Anyway,
No, it's kind of weird. It's kind of interesting how Nintendo is like, hey, we know about this game, and guess what? They cocked the gun. We're fucking ready.
Yeah.
Come at us. Come on.
They're finally going to announce Master Chief for Smash to completely bury Nickelodeon.
I was about to say it's going to be Master Chief. It's going to be either that or Anka from Animal Crossing.
Nickelodeon All-Stars Brawl, the big issue with the big issue I have with that, despite the fact that I'm going to buy it, I'm going to play it, I'm going to love it, is the fact that there's no voice acting. And it's weird.
There isn't? They're not even using archival clips?
I don't think so.
They couldn't afford Tom Kenny, man.
They couldn't even afford an impression, I guess. But no, they're not using old clips. There's like no voices.
That sounds awful. That sounds really bad. Even Smash reuses old clips. I think NES still uses the original clips from 1999 on the N64 version.
Well, if it ain't broken, don't fix it.
Yeah, exactly. But well, NES is broken. Hey-o.
Well, here's the real reason, is because there's legal ramifications. Do you want to know what they are?
Oh, explain it to me, lawyer.
I would love to have it explained.
Criminal lawyer going to explain copyright law? This is going to be interesting.
No, Google it.
Bruh.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool how Nintendo's acknowledging their biggest Smash competitor ever. What do you guys think? Is it going to be like the new Smash? Because I think it's definitely got potential. Like, we already talked about this, but I'm just going to rephrase it. This is going to be the biggest Smash competitor ever since, what was the Sony game?
I don't know. If Shrek Super Slam can maintain a cult following all these years later, Nickelodeon All-Stars Brawl will absolutely have its audience.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. You guys want to get into predictions for the final Smash character?
Yes. Eric, which character do you think Nintendo's going to announce to try and smother Nickelodeon in the crib?
That's a sad Rugrats reference.
Oh, no.
I mean, I want to still stick with Crash or Spyro, but I'm at this point, I'm like, I don't know, Waluigi or Toad or something. I'm still hoping it'd be Crash or Spyro. I have no idea at this point.
Now, I think Steven once said that trophies don't usually become characters or something like that, right?
Assist trophies have not been a character yet. Same with spirits or Mii costumes.
Porky from Mother 2 and Mother 3. Oh, that's a spoiler for Mother 3. Porky from Mother 2. Is he a trophy, an assist trophy, or a soul or a spirit, whatever, in the Smash
game? I'm pretty sure he is a spirit. Let me check.
I know for a fact he's a spirit, but I think there might be an assist trophy too.
Yeah.
I got a feeling because I've been seeing a lot of discussion about that, because especially once Sephiroth was revealed, like that's a villain. Mm-hmm. And Kazuya, he's kind of in the gray. He's kind of not like a really good guy if you think about it.
Is Porky your official prediction, Alan John?
Honestly, at this point, I don't even know.
The Super Smash Bros. Wiki doesn't make any mention of him being a spirit or anything, so he might be in play.
Oh, no, nobody is. Porky's a stage hazard on that city
Foresight.
Stage. Thank you.
Wasn't yeah. Ridley a stage hazard?
He was in Melee, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah, you see where I'm going with this? Because
so
I don't.
Porky.
I don't know if.
Well, Toon Link in Ultimate appears in the Spirit Train, I think.
Yeah, in his conductor uniform.
Yeah, so I mean, Porky could definitely be a fighter.
But here's the thing. The difference is that Toon Link is the Spirit Tracks Toon Link, whereas what we have in Smash is the Wind Waker Toon Link.
It's the same timeline.
Link. It's a different Link, though, fool. Phantom Hourglass and Wind Waker have the same link, but Spirit Tracks happens later on in that timeline, but it's a different link because it happens hundreds and hundreds of years later.
Yeah, it's when the water dried out, right?
Thanks for explaining, lawyer.
It's either when the water dried out or they found a big-ass island.
Yeah.
And named it New Hyrule.
You know who cares about those games?
Me.
Exactly.
Steven, who do you predict for Smash?
I think my old prediction was
Doomslayer.
Doomslayer, yeah. I still think that would be a cool one, but I mean, what's it called? Fighter Pass 2 has kind of sucked so far. And like, they need to go out on something big in order to, you know, finish it huge, but they've also, I don't know, I feel like they've dropped the ball a lot with most of Fighter Pass 2, so I don't have a lot of confidence in them to do something awesome like Doomslayer.
Right.
I don't know. It's really hard to say. It's strange they never did a Sword and Shield Pokemon, but I'd hope they're smart enough to not end on that, because they know how disappointed I knew everyone would be. But then again, they ended Fighter Pass 1 on Byleth, so...
Sirfetch'd would be good, because then you could have a Sword and Shield Pokemon that actually has a Sword, and Shield. And then he's also an anime sword fighter, because we don't have enough of those.
That, wow, that might be the pick they go with.
God, if they go with Sirfetch'd, that would be great.
That's my new prediction, Sirfetch'd.
Nice.
What are you, Aljon? What are you feeling?
He's Porky.
Yeah, I'm Porky. I'm Team Porky.
All right.
I'm thinking it'll be a Weedle named GBTemp.net.
I don't know. It's hard to predict at this point because, I don't know, like I said, Fighter Pass 2 has been so f***ing out to lunch.
Well, I'm going to blow y'all away then, because my normal predictions are Spyro or Master Chief. So I've come up with the definitive prediction of what we're going to get with this final piece of the Fighter Pass. Yeah, are you ready?
I see it.
So... our new character is going to be Beautiful Joe, someone who should have been in there a long time ago.
Can I predict, like, you know, when they splash on the screen and then there's like their little tagline when they show up? Can I predict what it is? I think it might say
right now,
Beautiful Joe is now the 46th president of the United States of America.
Beautiful. But usually these fighter passes, they don't just include the character. You usually are able to get, me costumes along with them. So my prediction for that is that in lieu of a costume, we're actually going to be getting a full Sonichu skin for Sonic the Hedgehog.
Ooh.
And then we'll also get a Jackie Daytona costume for the Mii Brawler as a tie-in for FX's What We Do in the Shadows. And finally, Mii Gunner is going to get a Bob Hoskins costume modeled after his appearance in Super Mario Brothers, the movie.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's the prediction. Don't even need to watch on October 5th. I just spoiled it.
I think, yeah, this is not fair. You literally just hacked Nintendo's database and you just
leaked. I didn't hack. My uncle works there.
Okay. Well, this is basically a leak. I mean, I can't really. Beautiful Joe, though. Isn't that? That's from Wonderful 101, right?
It's from that company, yeah, I think.
Oh, I thought it was from the game, yeah.
I don't think so. I could be wrong.
It's from the game Beautiful Joe.
What game is Bayonetta from?
Bayonetta.
What game is Bayonetta 3 from?
I want to make a prediction. There's usually a big update to Smash along with these two. Like, each new character is another numbered update. So it'll be like, you know, 13.0, 14.0. I think they're at 14 now. So the 15.0 update, I'm going to predict, will replace... Not give you the option to toggle, but it will replace all of DK's voice lines with Jack Black. Or no, I'm sorry, Seth Rogen.
Oh, you fumbled it. You fumbled the transition.
No. They already fumbled the transition earlier when you mentioned Bob Hoskins as Mario.
I mean, I wasn't going to say anything. I was offering that as a segue. I wasn't going to say anything.
And I tried to go on to that, but then they just kept interrupting me. I was going to say, man, if I was clever, I could come up with a transition for Bob Hoskins to the Mario movie. But then they kept going, and then Steven fumbled again, and I'm just...
Eric, after the transition you tried to do earlier, you're in no position to criticize anyone.
Guys, there's a Mario movie
coming out. Oh my God, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, this was the biggest announcement, I think, from the direct. Other than, like, seeing Bayonetta 3, that's... It's actually alive. It's actually not canceled completely. It's coming out in 2022. But yeah, it was this. And also the N64 games, but you have to pay money for that. But we'll get to that later.
Oh, yeah.
That's so stupid.
Yeah.
The Mario movie, it's been announced for a long time. And it's coming from the same studio that made Despicable Me and Despicable Me 2, Despicable Me. Just pickle me, whatever.
The big announcement is that we have our star-studded cast for this movie, and it's kind of wild. We got Bob Hoskins as Mario.
No.
John Leguizamo as Luigi Mario. Dennis Hopper as King Koopa. Lance Henriksen as King Bowser. Two separate characters. Wow. Fiona Shaw, Aunt Petunia, as Lena.
Okay. See, Jordan, that's a funny bit. What you kids don't know, he just read out the cast for the original, 2001 movie?
1993. That movie's as old as I am.
Yeah, that movie. Oh, yeah, because it predicted 9/11. Yeah, that's a fun fact about that movie.
It legitimately did.
It's kind of weird.
It also drove Bob Hoskins to suicide.
No, it didn't.
Oh.
Is he alive? I think
he's dead. Deceased, but it was like a few years ago, not 1993.
Yeah, it was 2014.
But it was all because of Mario.
Well, Bob Hoskins, John Leguizamo, and Dennis Hopper were all drunk the entire time in that movie.
As he should be when shooting that kind of movie.
Or watching it.
What are you talking about? That's a masterpiece. How dare you? It's going to be way better than this
one.
It's
such a weird movie. I want to rewatch it again, but I don't want to watch it alone because that movie is so absurd and so weird. You can't name another movie that's like that. Like, we talked about this earlier in the pre-show. You compared it to Blade Runner. And I was like, no, that movie is more like... Oh, wait, I can't compare it to anything else because nothing comes to mind. Like, what kind of movie is that? But at the time, I don't think we knew much about Mario lore, or did we? 1993, we already had the show, right? The Super Mario show.
I guess so. But I mean, even just going off the games, there was no like, I mean, Goombas weren't like 8 feet tall dudes with really small heads. Or
it would have been acceptable if this was like right after Super Mario Bros. 1.
It would have been acceptable in 1984, a year before the first game came out. That's pretty much the only
time. I don't know what y'all are talking about. It was acceptable in 1993 and it is still acceptable in 2021.
I'm just thinking, like, what happened with that movie?
Like, what's the plot? I can explain the plot right now.
What happened? Oh, you had issues explaining that because there's Dennis Hopper is playing King Bowser,
King Koopa.
Right?
Koopa. He's playing King Koopa, and then Lance Henriksen plays the Mushroom King, who on IMDb is named King Bowser. So there is like the implication is that Dennis Hopper was just a Koopa Troopa who staged a bloody coup.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, there's also no no Peach. It's all Daisy.
Oh, she was Daisy?
Yeah, there's no Princess Peach or Princess Toad. I think they maybe call her Prin- No, they don't call her Princess Toadstool. They should have, but they didn't.
Doesn't the movie like end with sequel bait?
Yeah. Yes, and then there is a half-written comic book sequel.
In Jordan's desk drawer that he's been working since 1994.
I've been working on it since I was one, yes.
It'd be about as well written
as the original. I've read what they've published. It has not been updated since 2015 on their website. And it is based on the American version of Super Mario Bros. 2. King Wart is the antagonist.
That sounds like a misplay if it's based on anything from the games.
You're right.
Yeah.
But they like open another portal and a bunch of shy guys that look like they're fucking Jawas from Star Wars come through.
Didn't that movie basically stop Nintendo from licensing out their properties to American studios
for like 20 years? I think that's what happened.
Yeah.
And now
close to 30 years.
And now they're over it because we've got a new movie.
Oh my God. This announcement, when I saw this on Twitter, I honest to God thought this was a joke. When I saw this cast list, right? This, like, you're joking. Chris Pratt is Mario? That sounds like a joke. If I told you this last week.
Hold on. Well, let's run down the whole list before we get into it.
Yeah. I got it right here. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so we have Chris Pratt as Mario. Anya Taylor-Joy as Peach, and she's my bae. I love her. Charlie Day as Luigi. Jack Black as Bowser. Keegan-Michael Key as Toad. He's from the Key and Peele show. Seth Rogen as Donkey Kong. That's not a joke.
I know.
Ryan Gosling as Yoshi.
Whoa, I thought it was Danny DeVito as Yoshi.
No, Danny DeVito, he's Pikachu in Detective Pikachu.
Oh, understandable.
So Michael Richards as Kamek. And Kevin Spacey as Wario. Now, there's also a surprise cameo from Bill Cosby, but like, why do they call it a surprise cameo if what's the surprise?
The real surprise is going to be Steve Buscemi as Waluigi.
I completely forgot about that. Yeah, that's also on the list. Yeah. But yeah, this is a lot of emotions on the internet for this thing, for this children's movie. It's like, I don't know, it's like World War III has just started. That's the kind of reactions we're getting on Twitter. Why won't they do Charles Martinet? Why isn't he playing Mario? He's been playing Mario for 28 years. Why isn't he the main? Like, exactly. He's been playing Mario for 28 f-ing years. Give the guy a break.
Yeah, he's also never done like a fully voiced feature film as Mario. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think anyone should have expected Charles Martinet.
Well, and beyond that, Hollywood, for a property of this size, the Hollywood backers, the corporate elite, they're going to want bankable names like Chris Pratt, Charlie Day, Anya Taylor-Joy. They're not going to want
Mario.
Yeah, they're not going to want a gaming voice actor who has never had a actual film credit. So yeah, that's the kind of business reason behind it.
Yeah, I don't think anyone should have expected it to be Charles Martinet. I don't know. This cast, the thing that's so weird to me about this cast is they went with all like character actors. So it'll always just feel like Chris Pratt and Charlie Day and Seth Rogen and whoever else, just like it'll just feel like them and never the Mario character.
So right? Absolutely. I can't wait to hear Donkey Kong do the Seth Rogen laugh.
Yeah, exactly.
Mario. How does he do it?
I can do it, but I can't do it if I'm thinking about it. So that's a problem.
I think yours is too breathy. He's a little more gravelly. Isn't he like a...
Yeah, no, I can't do it if I'm thinking about it, which sucks because I get told like at least 3 times a week that I look like Seth Rogen. So if I could laugh on command when they say that, I would probably make people like, oh my God, you're him. No, I'm not. He is not this fat. He also doesn't live in freaking Midwest United States.
Yeah. Well, you guys think Chris Pratt's going to do a Italian accent? Isn't that borderline racist?
I saw an interview where he said that he's been working very hard on his Mario voice, but he didn't specify exactly what it will be.
He's going to do the accent.
It's just going to be Star-Lord.
It's going to be like, hey, Peach, listen, it's been 6 weeks. You got to keep it. Like, Chris Pratt's Mario.
I didn't expect that, and I.
Why?
that's Chris Pratt's Mario. What? This is gonna be in the movie.
Didn't you read the logline for the movie? What it's about, right?
Yeah, it's in the script. Okay. I think we're past that. Okay.
So N64 on Switch Online.
Yeah, so what do you guys think? Are you ready to pay $10 more every month for some random mediocre N64 games? Because I'm not.
Because every N64 game they listed that I want to play, I already own on my actual N64.
Wow, congratulations.
What about the other?
They can pay $10 if they want. I don't give a shit.
Well, I think this is... People actually... There were leaks about this, right? About N64 coming. And they said that some of them are going to have like multiplayer capabilities, which is cool. Honestly, that's actually pretty cool that we're getting that like officially, not through an emulator. Well, this is basically running on an emulator, but whatever. It's honestly pretty cool, but wanting extra for that, paying extra, they call this an expansion pack. An expansion pack for an online service? That's kind of... It's too much. Like, no.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I can get all these games for free. Well, not for free. I mean... Well, you know what I'm saying.
No, I don't. What are you saying?
You
just have to directly message Alan John on gbatemp.net. If you forget the website, just find your nearest Weedle, and it'll tell you. And that's how you can get free ROMs. Just directly message the Alan John. That's T-H-E, Alan John.
Here's a question I want to ask you guys, because I don't own a Switch, because I'm poor. When you get these online games from the online service, right, these retro games, do you keep them, or they're like only for that month?
They are
only for that month.
Wow, that's stupid. So
yeah, as long as you're subscribed. Also, there's no, they haven't announced a price yet, so it's unknown how much it'll cost.
Right.
I think right now the Nintendo Switch Online is like $20 or $25.
It's $20 for a year.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not that bad.
Yeah, so it's going to be more than that to add the to add the N64 game. So I mean, hopefully it's not that much. But
hey, you also get Sega Genesis games, okay?
Whoa. Yeah.
I thought it was like a PlayStation Now thing where you get like 3 games every month and you can download them just for free and they're going to be there like forever. But I guess not. I guess it's even more stupider than that.
Well, even PlayStation Now, you only keep them as long as you have the subscription. You can't just get a free trial of PlayStation Now, download everything, and then delete it.
Or yeah.
Cancel it.
Yes, it's stupid. Don't subscribe to Nintendo Online, whatever. Don't do it. Give us your money instead. Subscribe to GBA Tem's Patreon. Wait. That's not... You know what? Just convert your money into cryptocurrency and just send it to us through the Brave browser. How about that? Doesn't that sound better? Come on.
And by us, he means the four of us, not... not to the admins or anything like that. Directly send it to the four of us.
Not to anyone who actually puts effort into the website. Absolutely not.
Yeah, put it to the four of us. Because you're listening to us and you don't listen to them. You don't, you person who's listening, don't even know what Sean sounds like.
Probably sounds like this. Hello, my name is Sean. He's British.
Yeah.
One Costello of the games they're like, putting up. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt the bit. Go ahead.
I'll just do my Costello impression and you can go.
Oh, je suis non GBR team. Someone's going to have to post this for Alan John because he's going to get demoted to former staff. Or not former staff, a member. Former staff is when you step down. That's right.
He's going to get demoted to member and then he'll be former member.
Former member. I make a lot of former members during my day. Well, not now because I don't. Oh, wait, I can't. I don't know. Let's move on. What were we talking about, Steven?
I was going to say, one of the N64 games they uploaded was called Winback, and I've never heard of this game before. Why did they choose an obscure third-party, third-person shooter?
For the real fans.
I guess. What a weird...
Oh, man. I wish I would have known about this then.
Oh, whoa.
Honestly.
Rai Bot, what are you doing? You're going crazy.
I'm so sorry. I typed in Windback N64, and it's binded to 4. I'm sorry. I'm going to turn
off. I really thought that was Jordan, too.
I did, too, actually.
Okay, that was... Sorry.
But it's not even like it's like a beloved old game. Like, I look it up on Wikipedia, and it says it got average reviews. It's not like... Like, what the fuck is this game?
Imagine that's all the Wikipedia said, that nobody cares for this game. It's got average reviews. Whatever. Came out in 1992 or something. I don't care. Oh, it came out for the PS2 as well.
Yeah, it's not even like it was an exclusive. It was made by Omega Force.
Nice.
Like what? I don't know. This is so weird.
Kind of looks like Metal Gear Solid.
According to the Wikipedia page, its cover system went on to influence Metal Gear Solid 2.
Well, that would make sense.
Yeah, because that's what I'm seeing. It's just every screenshot of this game, the main character is in cover. Literally, not every really. Single one. Yeah, that I'm seeing. It's just him in cover, like with his pistol just like right up here.
Up by his head.
Yeah. Just looking over his shoulder.
Yeah, you're right. You're never not in cover in this game. It's like an on-rail shooter where your cover is also on the rail.
So, you know what we're gonna... I don't know. Eric, take it away.
Speaking of Jordan living in the Midwest, it gets very cold over there. It gets very blizzardy over there. There was a sigh coming from the background with the way that I was trying to transition that.
Wow.
Rude.
So, blizzard is bad. And that's my explanation.
Oh, thank you, lawyer, for explaining it.
Yeah, you're welcome. What happened with Blizzard, guys? I actually don't know.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, is there a new Blizzard thing? Did something else happen within the past week that we have to talk about? Wait.
It happened almost exactly a week ago, bro. You had so much time to prepare.
How about that, Blizzard? All right, so I was just joking. Here's the situation. Blizzard's chief legal officer and Overwatch executive producer both left Blizzard.
Wow.
That's crazy that Activision Blizzard continues to lose high-level staff in the midst of its workplace discrimination lawsuit. This happened weeks after its longtime president, Brock, stepped down, and it dismissed several other high-profile employees, and only days after its CEO was subpoenaed.
Are you serious? You're a fucking lawyer. You can't pronounce subpoena?
It was subpoenaed, and the SEC got involved.
Hey, Eric, would I contact you if I wanted to sue someone? Because I'd like to sue Eric Zander for plagiarizing Steven.
In a post published yesterday on LinkedIn, Clary...
Is he literally just reading the fucking GBA temp posts?
Yes, he is.
I keep this guy on my payroll for this.
Jason Screever at Bloomberg said that Sonny would be leaving, and Porygon confirmed it.
That's my favorite Pokemon, Porygon. There's also an evolution Porygon 2, and the third one's called Porygon Z. Do you know that, Eric?
I did, actually. I knew all of that.
Guys, why aren't we naming Porygon's GBA temp?
.net. Because you have to clarify it's .net, because if we just name it GBE temp, people won't know what we're talking about.
Fair enough.
All right, so we got... all right, Tempcast Army, this is what we're going to do. We're all going to go on Pokemon Go, catch a bunch of Weedles, name them all GBATemp.net, throw that shit on the Pokemon home.
I'm going to do that right now. More
advertisements.
I have not opened Pokemon Go in 3 years. I'm going to rename all my Weedles to GBA Temp. Just for you, Eric. Just for your effort. Just for your...
GBATemp.net.
For all the effort you put into these Tempcasts, especially with your legal stuff.
Yeah.
Your preparation is just impeccable.
So, I guess Blizzard is... They're losing a lot of people.
Seems like it.
You could say that they've been having a lot of unexpected twists and turns.
Yeah, that's crazy. I had no idea. Workplace discrimination. Have we talked about this before?
There's a Krogunk with a hat, with a baseball hat. I don't know if you can see that. Yeah, what the
He's a cool guy.
Is this like a shiny?
No. He's all over the place. And then there's Furfros all over the place too.
Oh, nice. That's pretty cool.
Eric, which of the Lake Trio can you get in the Ukraine?
That's a good question.
It's just Ukraine. It's not the Ukraine.
Oh, apologies.
It's okay. I guess a lot of people mispronounce it as the Illinois or whatever. I'm from the Virginia.
I'm from the Tucson, Arizona.
Arizona.
I think Ukraine is technically... Yeah, I think that's the Mesprit region, not the Uxie one, because that's just the Asian Pacific.
Gotcha.
Did you guys hear that Bobby Kotick got subpoenaed? Jesus Christ. Get the goddamn show on the road.
What does that mean? Is Bobby Kotick going to jail, Eric? Could you please clarify this? Is he with Epstein on this? What's going on?
Are you asking me what a subpoenaed
is?
Okay, so when somebody's subpoenaed, by the way, for those who don't know, I'm joking. When somebody's subpoenaed, it basically says, hey, you got to show up to court or else we'll arrest you. Or they'll say, sometimes they'll say, you either show up or you produce certain documents in lieu of you showing up. But if you don't, you know, comply, if you don't show up to court or you don't provide the documentation that we want you to, we can file a rule to show cause and throw you in jail. If you know you don't have a good reason for not being there. So basically they're saying, hey, you have to participate in this lawsuit at risk of going to jail. That's a subpoenaed.
Okay, that's interesting. So is Bobby Kotick going to jail for the crimes he has committed against the gaming community?
The crimes that he's committed against the gaming community, no. He will go to jail if he doesn't comply with the subpoenaed.
Okay.
If you call it Saponi one more time, I'm going to throw something.
He's going to throw his Ryzen 7 processor that's on his desk.
Oh, that's a Ryzen 5 in a Ryzen 7's box, actually.
You plan on doing some fraudulent returns later?
No, I plan on keeping it in case my Ryzen 7 gives up the ghost, and then I have a functional PC at least.
Oh, yeah, because they're interchangeable. They've got the same socket because they're not... Mm-hmm. Intel.
Yeah, I took the Ryzen 5 out of my PC and put the Ryzen 7 into the same socket. Funny how that works.
Imagine somebody clicking, like skipping to this part of the Tempcast because he's really interested in knowing is Bobby Kotick going to jail or not? And there's just like two dudes talking. Oh, so AMD, right? You know, pretty cool processors they make, you know? Then there's talking about like Pokemon Go.
Shiny crow gunk.
Thought this was going to go somewhere. So basically, nothing happened except they said, Bobby Kotick, you got to give us paper. And then he said, I don't think he's done anything yet.
Thank you, Stephen Ralabi, attorney at law, for explaining.
Stephen explains.
Well, the lawyer's not going to explain it, so someone's got
to. I had to on the Apple case.
I handle the Tempcast how I handle court in real life. Insofar as I get there, I figure out, okay, so what's happening today? And I'm like, all right, I know what I'm going to do. And I just explain it. That's how I win trials. I'm like, all right, man. So first of all, what are you charged with? Oh, dude, that's a serious crime. You want to take a plea? No? Okay, let's do a trial.
All right, let's get crazy. Let's get nuts.
I really can't wait until Blizzard is just completely revamped from the ground up with new, I don't know. What do you need to change with Blizzard? Do you need to just disconnect it from Activision completely in order to make it a good studio again that you can support morally and financially?
I mean, a lot of the people that have been fired or quit or are known to cause issues were there pre-Activision, weren't they?
Yeah.
At least some of them were. Like, who was that one dude that people were going back and asked some questions? Mike something? He was the old president. He was like a member, I think.
Michael Richards? Kramer?
I think it was Michael Richards. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think you can do anything with Blizzard at this point. I think you can... A lot of people have left Blizzard to start their own companies.
Yeah.
And I think you can look to those companies for the kinds of games Blizzard used to make.
There's only one Blizzard game I care about, and it's Overwatch. I want to play Overwatch again, but I don't want to be supporting a company with alleged sexual offenders and communist supporters in it. And by communist supporters, I mean people who support China. I don't want that. Yeah, I support Hong Kong and Taiwan. Thank you.
Yes, we go well, John. Congratulations.
We all do, even Jordan.
Wait, what?
Sorry. I just ruined all Jordan's opportunities of working in China. You're welcome. Speaking of ruining opportunities, you've just listened to an entire episode of the Tempcast.
Unless you cut right to the ending part, in which case you're just...
Yeah. Which, still, you've just wasted at least half an hour of your time listening to, what, four dudes, half of whom are unemployed. Wait. I think Steven's got a job. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure all of us are employed except for you.
Well, I'm employed as well.
I was going to say, you have an internship, right? Like, that's full-on employment. You get paid.
I still have yet to get paid.
Okay, so you guys just listened to four employed dudes, white dudes at that, doing a podcast because we do podcasts instead of therapy. That's how...
All between the ages of 24 and 28.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for, out of all of the podcast choices, you chose the only one that has four dudes between the ages of 24 and 28 who are all white, who all like video games. Thank you for choosing us, the only podcast that does this.
Thank you for not choosing the official Game Pros podcast.
Next week, we'll have Joe Rogan.
Yeah. We're all basically Joe Rogan anyway. All right, remember, vaccines are bad for you. And
oh, shit. I've got kind of a runny nose. Does anybody have any monoclonal antibodies or maybe some kind of ivermectin laying around?
Got some bleach if you want to just take some shots.
Yeah, but if you're healthy... You shouldn't be worried.
All I've got is horse dewormer. I'm sorry.
So you guys just listen to the Joe Rogan podcast. Bye.
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 Isn't that how it ends with the guitar?
I don't know. I don't listen to it.
No. Temporary secretary goes.
This and the other podcast I'm on are the only podcasts I listen to. So.
Oh, wow, you're on another podcast. Cool. I'm on three. I'm on the EOF cast.
Okay, cool. Did you want a cookie for that?
You weren't on the EOF cast yesterday.
I wasn't. Boom, invited.
What's up? Well, you were busy. You were doing lawyer stuff, I guess. Okay. Yeah, wait. Before we stop recording.
Wait, Jordan's catching a Pokemon.
Oh, my God, he is. Is it a Krogunk?
It's a shiny, or not shiny, a Shadow Seedot. One. Two. Three. Seedot was caught. Look at that. He's all angry.